And comes now the flashback to August 12th, 2001. I want to remind you, the only call-in numbers that really work, and still works, is the Huff Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom line at 831-423-4833 or 423-HUFF, 423-HUFF. I'm still on that line and will be picking up, not while you're listening to this, if you're listening to this during the Sunday, March 20th netcast, but I will be picking up the phone at other times and responding to your calls when you make them, even if it takes me a bit of a delay. What you have just heard is a somewhat primitive podcast, sort of stitched together and scotch taped from various interviews. I'm having all kinds of difficulties with a combination of motivation and equipment, so I can't guarantee how much longer these shows are going to continue. Do let me know if you think they're useful or important by giving me an email at rnorris3@hotmail.com if you feel like it, or even calling me and saying, hey, keep it up, we want more, that sort of thing. That may prompt me to keep it going. It really was, as you'll hear, I think, from the kind of interaction you're about to hear in this August 12th, 2001 flashback, effective, much more effective to have a studio where you could have phone lines and guests and people who came in, and of course other netcasters. And we do have some other netcasters still on free radio, but it's much diminished and a lot of it is canned stuff. If you're interested in helping out, here is also a possible reward for you, which I've been announcing regularly twice a week for, two, 3 years now, without a lot of response. So I don't know. I keep doing it mostly out of habit, perhaps, or the wan hope. I wouldn't even say I'm really very hopeful, but it is a need, and I'm putting it out again. If you know a place where we can put up our antenna, we will go back on the air, as my understanding of the techies who are willing to do it. Although, admittedly, we'll not have a studio and there won't be a live call-in lines. Still, you know, you'll be able to hear it from radios, and that is a significant addition or a restoration. We can get a studio if you can find us a place which will allow for $300 rent, probably in the broader Santa Cruz area, hopefully near a transportation line, but with access to electricity, phone line, and somewhere a nearby bathroom. And it's, of course, harder and harder to find that kind of thing these days. But if you have any ideas, give us a call, and if we get it and we can rent it for a year, you'll get $300. That's our standing offer, and we stand on it and stand for it, and we'll do it. As to the flashback, a brief description of what you're going to be listening to. You're going to be hearing Camp Paradise's disabled activist Richard facing tabling downtown harassment and describing that. Camp Paradise was a camp that maintained itself for a year and a half or so and was finally kind of washed away, but the city attempted to eliminate it beforehand, as it's has done with almost every other camp except recently. And it's now trying to do it recently to other camps as well. It is doing it with other camps, other survival encampments as well. But that's, you'll be hearing about Camp Paradise. You'll hear Juba, also known as Patrick Lettermore, a black guy who was hogtied and beaten by his description on April 6th of that year, 2001. You're going to hear David Silva, the late David Silva, calling in on his, we mentioned his 1996 lawsuit and his plea for a nighttime call-in demanding an end to the sleeping ban, because there was at that time a so-called progressive city council that had supposedly 5 votes against the sleeping ban, but just couldn't seem to get it on the agenda for some reason, in spite of Chris Crone. Imagine that. Then there was, we had Life at the Camp Paradise support table. You get to hear interviews there. There's the many-tattooed Joe Sean. There's a Southerner, a traveler from Holland, and other. Also an interview that I did up in San Francisco at the North American Street Newspaper Conference from Anitra Friedman on Seattle's Tent City, which still exists, I believe. In fact, it's probably expanded. Then you're going to hear a phone call from one of our old favorites, the irrepressible Bob LaMonica, kind of the devil's advocate, we being the angels, he being the devil, on human rights versus legal rights. And then, I don't know if it's a rare interview, but I rarely hear him, Michael Tomasi, who's also died, but who was a caustic voice at city council, and also apparently somebody they took on a 5150, that's a psychiatric hold at some point. He talked about it. He lived in his van. And this is an opportunity for you to hear him, and outside of the city council venue, for all you old timers who remember him making sort of a standard speech, putting his hand on his heart and demanding the Pledge of Allegiance and telling he loved all the city council members. I think I was able to get him somewhat off his set speech. You can decide. Then there's a folks at Steve Elliott's trial, and I don't have a lot of clarity on this because this is more, as is the next segment, it's like a piece of audio, and it isn't really clear from the recovered piece of audio. We weren't able to recover the entire August 12th Bathurst Spears Broadsides hearing, or show, I should say. But it's still, the dialogue is interesting. And then finally you have a bunch of Camp Paradise activists and supporters and members urging support for Camp Paradise and talking to another group. I'm not sure which group it is, but you get to puzzle it out. And that's the flashback. I remind you, the shitty council does meet on Tuesday. You don't get to go to it. You don't get to say much to them. But you can find out by going online. And if you want a longer comment allowed on one of the agenda items, you have to email or contact the mayor before 5 o'clock Sunday, March 20th. That's today, if you're listening to this on the net. So not that I'm advising you to do that necessarily, but there are some long-standing stalwarts who keep doing that, and that's how you do it. Got any questions or comments, reactions? If you want this show to continue and you want to give me a pat on the back or a punch in the chops, give me a call at 831-423-4833. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye.